Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you again. This is Don Coco, and I'm in Sacramento, California, and I'm reporting for Main Menu, reviewing a freeware program today called Funk in the Trunk, available free from www.blindsoftware.com. Funk in the Trunk is a very, very cool MP3 player. Its idea is a car stereo. It's modeled after a car stereo system in which you have 5 preset buttons, so you can program your favorite music under each preset. For example, you can have country under one preset, rock under another preset, classical under a third preset, and so forth, depending on what MP3s you have on your hard drive. You can program individual folders. You can program subfolders. You can do all kinds of cool things with this program. The first part of the program I'm going to show you is the preset manager. When you install Funk in the Trunk, you will want to go to this preset manager because you will want to build your presets first. That's the first thing we're going to do, so let's go to
Start Menu.
It right now.
And equals,
under the program group, and
equals,
we will look at
F equals Funk in the Trunk 1.0 pull
down. And there it is. And we'll hit return.
F equals Funk documentation.
Now, he's got good documentation here. You may want to read through this to get familiar with all the benefits of this program, although I'll be teaching you this stuff today as well.
F equals Funk in the Trunk.
That's the main program. I'm down arrowing here.
P equals Preset Builder.
And this is the Preset Builder, and if I down arrow again,
L equals Uninstall Funk in the Trunk.
We can also uninstall the program. So, let's go to the Preset Builder.
P equals Preset Builder.
Now I'm going to hit return.
Menu closed.
And I'm going to wait
button,
for it to come up
start menu,
on the
preset
screen.
Preset Builder. Button. Save Preset.
Now, the button that's here, it says Save Preset, and it's the only button that's here. So the first thing I'm going to do is press the space bar.
Button Y equals Yes. Dialog confirm graphic includes subfolders. When searching for media files, default button Y equals Yes. Button N equals No.
Now, what he's saying here is, do you want me to search your whole hard drive? Would you like me to search just a portion? Should I include subfolders under the MP3 category? And you can say yes or no. Again, that's a choice of yours. So I'm going to just
builder.
Say yes.
Preview. My computer expanded 6 items, 1 of 2, depth 2. Dialog,
I'm not
going to
look
folder,
for
graphic,
the.
Graphic,
I'm
going to
actually look for the folder that contains my MP3s.
MP3 closed file.
Now, I could MP3. Actually have it search the whole drive and add everything under one preset there if I wanted to do that, but I don't want to do that. I'm just going to locate my country folder here that's in the MP3s.
Christmas tunes closed,
Christmas.
4 of 7. Countdown jingles,
Countdown
5 of
jingles,
17.
That's not what I want.
Country 6 of 17.
Country, that's what I want. And I'm just going to tell it okay.
Button okay. Preset builder. Edit box. Dialog preset builder. Graphic type a number from 1 to 5 for the preset you want to.
Now, this
program
number
then
here.
Press enter default button okay button cancel.
This number here means what preset do I want to store my country music library under. And I would like to store it under preset 1. So I'll press 1, I'll tab over, tell it okay.
Button. Okay. Preset builder. Dialog finished. Graphic 692 files have been saved to play with preset 1 default button OK. Button OK.
And there we go.
Button OK.
Now I'll just tell it OK.
Preset Builder. Button. Save Preset.
And it goes back to where it says Save Preset, and I could build other presets. Preset 2, I could put my rock library if I wanted. Preset 3, I could put my albums there. However I want to define it. I've already done that, so I'm just going to get out of it and type Alt-F4, which I've done.
Over
I'm now going to go back to the...
menu
start menu
start
here,
menu.
And I'm going to go back to the program.
P equals, programs pull down, F equals, Funk in the Trunk 1.0
and
pull down.
I'm going to hit return there,
F
and
equals,
I'm going to
F
now
equals,
open
the
program
the
itself.
Menu closed.
And it starts
button,
up with this very,
menu.
Very cool music.
Funk in the Trunk.
Funk in the Trunk, press H for quick help. Combo box, off. 2 of 3.
Now, it lands you in a combo box. Of course, to remind you, I'm using Windowize here. It lands you in a combo box that is either CD, off, or on. And he has included CD changer because obviously this is a computer program. I mean, he's written it for the computer. So he was kind enough to give us a CD changer. Of course, as you know, in a car, well, of course, they do have CD changers now in the cars. But the idea here is really a car stereo where you have preset buttons. Remember the old car stereos that have the five buttons on the front of the car stereo? That's kind of the idea here. So you can get to this menu anytime you ever need it by pressing O and then on or off here. And I'm going to turn this unit on.
Bottom.
There I go.
On
it's
three.
Now on.
Three.
Now, there is a cool sound you heard.
Off.
That's off.
Two of three. Bottom on. Three of three.
And that's a cool sound that tells you that this is on. And these sounds that he's included in the program can be turned on or off. For example, that opening sound you heard, if you didn't want that, you could turn that off. Now, I'm going to tab.
Combo box. 30. 6 of 9.
This is a slider volume control, and you can get to this by pressing V as well in the program. Anywhere in the program, you can press these hotkeys if you want to do that as well. Most hotkeys will be two-letter combinations. So we have a volume, and 100 would be maximum. 0 would be mute. So just keep that in mind. I've preset this to 30 so that I can talk over the music when it starts up.
Button. 1 equals preset 1.
Now we have preset 1. And I'm pressing the tab key.
Button. 2 equals preset 2.
Preset 2.
Button. 3 equals preset 3. Button. 4 equals preset 4.
And
button. 5 equals preset 5.
So we have 5 presets there.
Combo box.
And we're back
bottom,
to the
on three, of three.
Off and on slider right there.
Combo box.
So
button.
Let's
one
go
equals
to press
preset,
preset
1
and let's press the space bar. And we open with country music here, because this was my country folder. That's the one I imported. Now, there are a number of things I can do here. I can type P, as in Papa, and I'll hear this cool sound. And I can up or down arrow.
N equals next song.
Next song.
P equals previous song.
Previous song.
F equals first song.
First song.
L equals last song.
And last song in the playlist. So,
N equals next
I go to the next song.
Menu closed. Button. 1 equals preset 1.
Since you gone.
I can go to the next song, which it just went to. And if I decide I don't like this style of music.
Button. 2 equals preset 2.
I can go to the next preset. Preset 2. And this is a full album's preset is what this is here. And it opens with the Countdown Kids, one of my favorite groups here.
Go tell him, Brody, go tell
then I can go to preset 3 if I want to do that.
Button. 3 equals preset 3.
Huh?
And it opens with my top 40 library. This is Neil Diamond. And it opens with that. Then I can go to preset 4.
Button. 4 equals preset 4.
You're free to go.
Now this is my oldies, my 50s library here, my real old music library here. And I can go to preset 5.
5 equals preset 5.
And this is my instrumental library. Now, there are some other things we can talk about here.
Combo box, 36.
Let me just
bottom,
turn the music
zero,
down so I can
nine,
talk.
Five, eight.
I can leave it on maybe in the background slightly, but I'll just turn it down here. Now, there's some other things we can talk about here. For example, there is a self-voicing mode that Justin has supplied. This is when you don't have a screen reader available. You want to use the self-voicing mode. So let me show you how that works. First of all, let me turn it on.
Self-voicing on.
Of nine.
Okay. Now it's on. And let me
five,
shut off my
of
window eyes here. And so that I can show you how this is done, let me actually shut off window eyes.
5, 8 of nine.
So let me do that.
Window eyes active.
And I'll do that.
Button okay.
Now, I've just shut off my screen reader. I now have no screen reader running at all. So now I have to rely on Justin's voice to guide me.
Preset 1, preset 2, preset 3, preset 4, preset 5, on off knob.
And he will say on or off. I'm going to leave it on, but he would do that.
Volume knob.
Volume.
15. 30.
See, I'm turning it up a little bit here.
50. 30. 15, 5, preset 1, preset 2, preset 3.
Now, he will not announce some things. For example, if I go to... Oh, there is a function where you can ask for a new song. I just typed M, and I'm going to ask it to randomize a new instrumental on preset 5. So let's do that.
Preset 5.
He's now looking. And he comes up with the same... He came up with the same instrumental that time. Sometimes he'll randomize, and sometimes he will not. But I, of course, can tell it next song, and he'll, of course, go to the next song. Anyway, it's a cool little freeware tool, it would be a good idea for you to check it out. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot. It's completely freeware, and it's available from www.blindsoftware.com. That's www.blindsoftware.com. The program is called Funk in a Trunk. It's pretty cool. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.